bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On this podcast, you'll hear our interview with the wonderful Joel Adams.
Yes. Now, if you don't know who he is, he has had millions and millions and millions of YouTube hits.
40 million.
40 million on his first single, Holy Moly.
Holy Moly, indeed.
Overachiever.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
He's a wonderful guy. Very cute. I got lost in his blue eyes a couple of times. He won't hear this. It's fine. This is the Triple Thread Podcast. This morning, we are playing the interview with Joel Adams that I did last week. Little cutie he is.
Totes little cutie.
Quite the chatterbox, which is fantastic when you're interviewing someone.
Yeah, and over a million likes on Facebook, I just found out.
Yeah, his single, Please Don't Go. This is it. If you aren't familiar with Joel Adams, this is the track that it has had 40 million views.
Holy 40 million. Holy.
Since it was released in December. Now, that's it. Please Don't Go. Independent.
Where was he born?
Brisbane.
Brizzy.
A little Brizzy boy.
No.
And so I started off because it turns out he wrote that song in high school.
Well, he's pretty young.
No, but he wrote in high school for an assignment like...
Oh.
Like this.
I wrote a song in high school. It was to try and remember the different types of clouds in science class.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and it was to the tune of, is this going off topic, but it was pretty amazing. Yeah. It was to the tune of When the Lights Go Out by 5. And I can still remember it now, and now I remember the different types of clouds.
Well,
I'll sing it to you later.
Well, it certainly hasn't had 40 million views like this one. This is what how I asked Joel Adams where he wrote the song.
Yeah, yeah, I wrote it at my school, Maris, in Brizzy, over, like, it was Monday, and over the weekend, I didn't do much studying when I was at school, so weekends were kind of, you know, just hanging out with my mates, and...
You spent a lot of time in the music prac room or something, I'm
a assuming. Lot of time, yeah. A lot of time, but pretty much what happened was I got to school, they said, okay, Joel, you're going to perform at this time. I'm like, perform what? They're like, oh, your assignment. I'm like, what's my assignment? And they're like, you got to do an original song. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember. I'm like, oh, shit. So I run out. I go write a song, like, out of panic. And I come back in and I kind of winged the whole thing.
Yeah.
And, I finished that song. And it was cool. It was done pretty quickly and ended up being a good thing.
Yeah, if it was good enough for, like, school music, then obviously it's good enough.
Oh, no. Yeah, if you're passing school music with an original song, you're doing pretty well.
You're now living in spending a lot of time in the States, yeah?
Yes.
How's that going for you?
Awesome, man. I love, you know, going to the States. It's a land of kind of opportunity, especially in the music industry.
What they call it,
everyone's
yeah.
kind of in that little circle, the American dream, whatever
yeah.
it is. But I've been going to LA, New Orleans, where my label's based out of, my independent label,
mm-hmm.
Will Walker Records, based out of New Orleans, and I go to New York quite a bit, and I just go back and forth, and yeah, no, it's cool.
Now, I heard you spent a bit of time around a lot of music professionals during the Grammys time.
Yeah.
Went to a private Adele show as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, no, that was sick.
Did you did you rub any shoulders with anyone that, any of your idols or anything?
Yeah, so I saw, the highlight of probably the trip was I saw John Mayer at the Adele show. And like,
oh
for
God.
Me, John Mayer is like... huge inspiration
yeah.
just because of his, you know, his philosophy on music and, you know, just his music in general is amazing.
Mm.
So I saw him, I kind of got to briefly go, hey, what's up? And then he was like, hey, what's going on? He was, you know.
And he knew who you were?
No idea.
Okay.
He thought I was a fan, but it's okay. But and then probably the funniest thing was I saw CeeLo Green in the male restroom. At the Grammys, he was like wearing this really long robe,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, he was like going to the cubicle. I'm like, how the hell does the dude go to the toilet when he's got like a
yeah,
robe, a
huge robe?
Yeah, it was like a church thing, like that a priest wears. It was like all black. I guess you know that's his way of dressing up a black tie.
Yeah, right.
Interesting.
And well, so did he? Hopefully, he didn't mess up the robe.
I don't think so.
Right.
Yeah, he had like a lot of people around him. Maybe they were looking after that for him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just an entourage
yeah.
for his bro, for looking after the road.
Yeah.
You're starting to plan your tour.
Yes.
Which is quite nerve-wracking as well.
Yeah, that I haven't really been thinking about it too much, like the nerves thing, because, you know, I'm doing all this radio stuff. But, yeah, no, I will be pretty nervous to perform. I haven't performed in, like, 2 years. I mean, the last gig I did was at, a coffee store in Brisbane, you know, for, like, two people, you know, playing acoustic songs. But you know, the tour's going to be coming up soon. I've just been talking to my booking agent and my manager. We're finalizing dates. We don't have any dates yet, but it's going to be an Australian tour. If you want to find out more information, Joel Adams Music, Instagram, mm-hmm. Facebook, Twitter. Go check it out. Yeah.
So what are you planning for these shows? Like, you're gonna do some covers, no doubt. We talking full band?
No band. I like to do stuff on my own just because, you know, I'm a control freak. No. I just think, you know, I started doing it on my own. And it's probably, you know, that's better just for me to kind of learn what works with an audience, with my own music. I'm going to be doing covers, yeah, but it's going to be a lot of original material that no one's heard yet, so...
That's cool.
So, yeah, that's going to be cool.
So, apparently, I did read on the internet, so of course it's true, that you have, a catalogue of original stuff that you've been working on.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, I've been writing songs since I was 15, so... You know, I've got a lot of stuff, and it's not all that great, but, you know, I got some good stuff, I think. Yeah, I'm hopefully going to be able to release some more of it soon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking forward to that. Now, the single Please Don't Go is absolutely fantastic. It's it's in my vocal range, so it's great for singing in the shower.
Oh, really?
And the humming
bit... You must
bit,
have a really nice falsetto.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. The humming bit
yes.
is the bit that is the most catchy.
And it's very hard to sing.
It is, because it's quite fast for humming.
It's very fast for humming. Yeah, I kind of... when I did that part, and I think that's probably the reason that everyone likes a song, which is, you know, cool, because, you know, before I wrote that I had that song for a while. It was always acoustic.
Yeah.
And I decided, like, you know, a week before I went to the studio, I was going to put on the piano, because, you know, I'd been playing piano a bit. I just started learning it, and I got some cool things. I'd been coming up with other stuff, and I thought, you know, let's throw this on that. And, yeah, I just started, you know, messing around with it. I wanted the start of the song to be really interesting, because, you know, I felt... It's going to be my first song. I didn't know it was going to be a single. I didn't know it was going to go on the radio. I just wanted to put something out for my fans, and I wanted the start of the song to be really cool, because, you know, then that makes them think, oh, like, I really like this. How about I listen to the whole thing?
Yeah, you
know,
need a hook.
Not take too long to get into it. So I worked on the introduction for like a day, and yeah, I just came up with the humming thing from humming the verses, and just kind of all mashed it all together.
Incredible.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Well, Joel, you certainly must be on the right track with 40 million views of Please Don't Go, and only growing. It's been huge all over the internet, and we've been playing it here on High Rotation at Joy 94.9.
Thank you so much.
No worries. It's, you know, when there's good music out there, we play it, and especially if it's local.
Nice.
So all the best there, and looking forward to you coming back again when you start touring.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That would be great.
Yeah.
But Joel Adams, all the best.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.